tanned skin. It made him feel good, all right. He'd been working at it a long time. First contact, 100 years earlier, had ignited instant conflict between Proxima Centauran outposts and exploring Terran raiders. Flash fights, sudden eruptions of fire and energy beams. And then the long, dreary years of inaction between enemies where contact required years of travel, even at nearly the speed of light. The two systems were evenly matched, screen against screen, warship against power station. The Centauran Empire surrounded Terra, an iron ring that couldn't be broken, rusty and corroded as it was. Radical new weapons had to be conceived if Terra was to break out. Through the windows of his office, Reinhardt could see endless buildings and streets, Terrans hurrying back and forth, bright specks that were commute ships, little eggs that carried businessmen and white-collar workers around, the huge transport tubes that shot masses of workmen to factories and labor camps from their housing units. All these people, waiting to break out, waiting for the day. Reinhardt snapped on his vidscreen, the confidential channel. "Give me military designs," he ordered sharply. He sat tense.